Holding by Kinyan Chaf Vav, Ha'ise Siag Lidvarov. That a person should make a Siag, a fence, around his words. So the Maharal in Derech Chaim, in his explanation of Pirkei Avos, says, it defines, what does it mean, Ha'ise Siag Lidvarov? How is that a Kinyan in Torah? So explains the Maharal, Perish Ha'ise Ged Lidvarov Shalo Yita B'dibor Shalo. That a person has to be careful when he's speaking. He has to be careful when he's speaking that he shouldn't cause other people to misunderstand that which he is saying. He has to make sure that he's saying it in a clear and concise manner, because if he's mixing up his words, if there's an irbuv in the dibor, it will cause an iruv ha-seichel. It will cause his seichel to be mixed up as well. He quotes the Gemara in Eruvin, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Bnei Yehuda shikpidu al shoyin miskayot harason biyadam. Bnei Yehuda, the people in the Midbar Yehuda who were careful with their words, they were able to keep Torah. Bnei Galil shikpidu al shoyin loy miskayot harason biyadam. The people in the north in Galil who were not as careful with their speech, the Torah did not last by them. The Maharal is clearly defining Oisusia the Devarav means that it's a process in the Mesoira Satayra. That a teacher, when he's teaching, when he's delivering the Mesoira further, he has to ensure that he says it in a clear, concise manner. Not only that the Torah should be understood correctly, but also, says the Maharal, that the students shouldn't start to make diukim in his words. They shouldn't begin to be led astray into various other ideas that weren't intended. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel, quote, he discusses different groups of shakronim. And the fourth group of shakronim says that Rabbeinu Yoina, V'yesh anoshim yachlifu mixas av dvar masher shamu bivlidas. People mix up what they heard, they substitute words without thinking about it, unintentionally. Because they weren't so careful when they were listening. Says Rabbeinu Yodan, Gamzos Mida Ra'a. And on this, Shlomo HaMelech says, Ish Shomea Lenetzach Yidaber. What does it mean, Ish Shomea? A person who hears should speak forever. Ish Nosein Lev Lishmoa Ula Hazin Ad Chunas Advarim. Asher Yedabru Be'oznav, that if a person should be careful to listen very carefully to the intention of what is being said, in order that when he delivers it further to others, no one should misunderstand his words. V'netzach Yedabru Ki'yavu B'nei Adam Lishmo Devaro. People will be happy to hear what he says. They'll be desirous to hear what he says, because they know that which he's saying is Divrei Emes. Midas ha'emes, being careful with your words, as Ramatis Yoh says, to say bezeh loshen, to be able to repeat exactly as it was delivered to you. So that is a essential aspect in fully understanding Torah. That you should listen carefully to be able to deliver it appropriately, to be able to deliver it properly. How he says siag ledvarov means that you're careful with that which you heard. You understand it clearly, you read it, and understand exactly what is being delivered. The Rambam, in his Perush in Maseches Avos, quotes a famous Maisa. Avtalyon in Perek Aleph tells you, Oymer Chachomim, Avtalyon Oymer Chachomim, Mizar B'divreichem. Chachom should be careful with his words, Shelo Shema Tichoy V'choy V'zgolos, because maybe by saying the wrong thing, they'll cause someone to be chayiv to go to galus. V'tishtu ma'imroim, and they'll drink bad waters. V'ishtu ha'talmidim ha'boim, and the talmidim after will also drink bad waters. V'yamusu v'nimtzo shev shemayim mischalo. That's what the Mishnah says. And the Rambam says, why is it specifically Avtalyon the one who delivers this message? Every one of us know that a teacher has to be careful in the way he speaks. Why is it specifically Avtalyon? And says the Rambam, Earlier, Meseches Avos, Antigonus Yisoicho kibbul Meshimon HaTzadik. Antigonus Yisoicho received the Messiah from Shimon HaTzadik, the Shimon HaTzadik, Oy Oymer, Al Tiyuga Avodah Meshamshin Sarav Amanas Lekabu Pras, El Avodah Avodah Meshamshin Sarav Shalom Amanas Lekabu Pras. Antigonus Yisoicho said, you understood from Shimon HaTzadik, the person has to approach Torah U'mitzvos in a way, not as dependent upon the reward. He's not doing it for the reward. Rather, he should do it lishma, as we say, without the reward in mind. It says the Rambam, Maisa Shahaya, there were two talmidim of Shimon HaTzadik, and they misunderstood what Shimon HaTzadik was saying. Tzaduk and Baitus. And Tzaduk and Baitus together thought that what Shimon HaTzadik was saying is that there is no reward for mitzvahs. And they thought, why is this all worth it? What are we getting involved with this for? They thought it's all a worthless effort. And therefore, Tzaddik and Baitus were looking for different ways to exempt themselves from their obligation to Torah and mitzvahs. And they thought, if we disregard the whole thing right away, it's not going to be miskabel. People aren't going to accept us. So rather, what they did is they disregarded Torah Shebaal Peh. They focused only on Torah Shebichsav, because they misunderstood what Shimon HaTzadik was saying. And that led to what Chacham called Tzdukim and Baitusim, what are commonly referred to as Karayim, people that are only focused on Torah Shebichtav. They completely disregard Torah Shebaal Peh. All from a misunderstanding of what they misunderstood from Shimon HaTzadik. So Avtalion understood this message. Avtalion was another one of the Talmidim, and he saw what happened to Antigonus, to Tzaddik and Baitus, and Memela, he responded, Chachomim, Yizaru b'divreichem, be very careful, because this is what could happen to you as well. So Avada, it's a fundamental aspect of our Kabbalah satayr, of our King and Torah, is to be medayik, medaktik, kichut asayr, and that which is being said, to understand it clearly, to not just off the cuff to deliver things, to teach things, to tell things, b'shem ha-Torah, stam. If you don't know what's being said, you have to be very careful. You never know where it's going to lead to. That's the kinyan of oiseh siag ledvarov. Ramat Yisrael ends off with an amazing, absolutely amazing vart. The Mishnah, I mentioned this the other day, the Mishnah in Bava Metzia tells us that if two people come to an agreement, they decide to make a purchase, one from the other, they come to an agreement but they don't make a kinyan yet, and one of them backs out. So guess what? If he backs out, there was no kinyan yet done, so the whole sale is null and void. But the Mishnah tells us if they had an agreement and he backs out, so he receives a klala. He receives a curse. What's the klala? Misha para, midora mabul, or midora flaga. The person who exacted punishment from the dora mabul and the dora flaga, will be part of Misha ino ome bidiburo. He should exact punishment for the person who doesn't stand by his word, who doesn't uphold his agreements. And the question is obvious. Why dafka dora mabul dora flaga? You have curses that occur, you have countless people throughout Tanakh, various instances of punishment that are exacted throughout Torah, throughout Nevi'im. Why dafka dora mabul dora flaga? And Ramat Yisrael Salem bases himself upon a lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says for a person to have sheker b'dvarav, its MS is misodei hanefesh. That the yisodei hanefesh, the yisod of an individual, of a person, is to be an ish emes. Meaning it's not the Torah told me to do this. It's not a chiyuv that came from Har Sinai. It's the essence of an individual as emes. And therefore, specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back Dora Mabul and Dora Flaga before Matan Torah. He's the one that's going to pay back a person that's Eino Omed B'Dibura. This is not something that the Torah says I have to do. It's something that came before Matan Torah. It came before Har Sinai. that the essence of an individual is emes, that we have to be oimei b'diburo, and therefore it's dafka mishapara midor amabul odor anche midor afloga. The person who paid back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exacted punishment before Matan Torah, he's the one that's going to exact punishment for those people who aren't oimed b'diburo. Hanoig atzmoi b'derech zev, v'ada yeida eich livnois le'atzma kinyin chazak la'asosiyak l'dvarav, k'dei she Torah so Torah zem. So a person who acts in this way, that understands that emes is misoidei hanefesh, of course he will be very careful to acquire for himself this kinyan ha-Torah v'yisusiyag v'dvarov, that the Torah that he says should be Torah's emes al-lishoinai. Ad kan.